NPR Music. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
It's really hot. It's really muggy. I can hardly breathe. That's because we're in New York City and it's July. Felix, do you want to tell people where we're standing?
We're standing at the corner of 112th Street and Park Avenue along what is otherwise known as Charlie Palmieri Way. Lots of traffic, as you can hear in the background. We're standing right underneath an elevated train track. It's pretty noisy, but it's full of life.
And just for listeners who don't know, Charlie Palmieri was a music player from Puerto Rico originally, and he was really an important figure in a genre known as boogaloo. Felix, what is boogaloo?
It takes a whole show to explain and to play examples and to help us understand it and explain it a little bit more. We've invited DJ Termix from here in New York City to talk to us about boogaloo. DJ, thanks for joining us.
Hello, thanks for inviting me. Latin boogaloo is the mix of the soul music, the rhythm blues, and the Latin rhythms from the generation of Puerto Ricans that grew up in the Spanish Harlem El Barrio in the 60s.
So since we're standing on Charlie Palmieri Way, and he was an integral part in so many of the classic recordings of boogaloo from that era, let's hear some music. What'd you bring?
I bring from Charlie Palmieri, I bring the song Panama's Boogaloo. That is one of my favorites, son of this amazing pianist that is also the brother of living legend Eddie Palmieri.
So what year is this from, this track?
The track is recorded in 1967.
And Felix, in the interest of blending in, you brought your laptop.
I'm walking down the street with my laptop open in my hand, just so that we can hear the sound files that Termix was nice enough to send us through email.
It's like Felix's boombox, except it's a laptop.
It's lighter.
We'll be right back.
talk a little bit more about like the basics of Boogaloo. What is the beat that characterizes Boogaloo?
Boogaloo, more than a beat, is a concept. It's a concept and it's a representation of the generation of those years, because the son born in New York City but grow up in the different neighborhoods like the people. So in many bands, it's not just Latin musicians. It's Jews mixed with blacks and with whites and with Latinos. This is the pure concept of the Latin Boogaloo. And in the same songs, you can feel like the same representation of the musicians, because in the same song you can have four or five different kind of rhythms. So from Guajira to Soul, from Descargas to Pachanga, is everything mixed in the same song.
And just a question, where does the name Boogaloo come from?
This is a big controversial question, because many... It's something that I think some anthropologists need to investigate, because have two different kind of Boogaloo. Have the Boogaloo that grow up in New Orleans, that comes more from the blues and the rhythm blues, and have the Boogaloo that comes from New York City, that finally everybody adopted. So in New York City, the best definition can be Latin Boogaloo. But the song, the word Boogaloo maybe comes from the late 40s.
Oh,
with
wow.
the from the blues for the finite some rhythms. But in the Latin music, the first time that somebody used the word Boogaloo is many people think are the Ray Barreto single Babaloo. That was like a one kind of surf rock instrumental with Latin rhythms. And in the middle of the song, he used the word Boogaloo.
There's a strong backbeat. There's a strong R&B backbeat with a snare beat. The emphasis on the two and the four mixed in with the Latin rhythm, with the Afro-Caribbean rhythm.
So, guys, I just want to take a moment to talk about where we're standing right now. We've been walking for a couple of blocks, and we are standing on Machito Square and 3rd Avenue. Felix, tell me a little bit about Machito Square.
Machito was a Cuban musician from the post-World War II era who had big bands. His big band was probably the most influential Latin band in American music, because they were using jazz concepts, they were using Cuban music, and just really redefining just what Latin music was. And it's reverberations that are still being felt today. Frankly, I don't hear a lot of music that surpasses any of those classics from like 1947.
Me too. And I can tell you, Felix, one of my favorite songs of Machito can be considered like a preview Boogaloo. It's called a tanga. It's a descarga mambo.
What's a descarga mambo?
It's a mambo jazz jam session. That's what they call jam sessions in Cuban music.
Can we listen to that song?
Yeah, the song is called a tanga. It's an amazing mambo descarga. Vamos.
Tanga, puro boya.
We're back. We're taking a little bit of a rest from walking. It's really hot. We're on Machito Square on 3rd Avenue. I just want to paint like a picture for our listeners. We're standing right in front of a Cuban cuisine restaurant called Amor Cubano. Over Kitty Cat from us, Kitty Cat Corner from us, there's a big Puerto Rican flag flying high. You guys maybe hear the incessant and very intense buzzing of air conditioners. Man, I wish I was in one of those apartments. And DJ Termix is here with me and Felix. And so just tell me a little bit about that song we just heard, Tanga.
Tanga is an instrumental song that every time I play in the parties I met since the 90s when I started to play Latin Boogaloo, everybody became crazy. This is one song that also I play maybe 20 minutes before finish the party.
Because it's just like that moment.
Yeah, it's so hot. It's so hot and the people put everything out. This is the good.
Let's talk a little bit about your DJ career and your relationship with Boogaloo, because my understanding is that you're a Boogaloo specialist, which is why we called you. But how did you fall into the music, and what's the crowd reaction like whenever you do this? Because it's such an old form of music, and it's having almost like a third revival almost.
The crowd is different in different countries. For example, I'm from Barcelona, I'm from Spain. So I developed my career there in the mid-90s, like a professional DJ, as professional DJ. And the crowd is the crowd that usually likes to the soul music, likes the rhythm blues, likes funk, likes the rare groups. So always in Europe have DJs that play this kind of music that are reborn. Uh-huh. In the early 90s, when many UK labels start to re-edit all these songs that came from New York especially, and from US in general. So many people like my generation that we born and grow up in the 70s, 80s, we discovered this music in the 90s, we became crazy because it's not the music of our parents.
Sure. You know, when I was growing up and listening to music and discovering music, and I heard Boogaloo probably about the same time I heard some of the stuff from Fania, which was coming out in the mid-70s. And I didn't like Boogaloo because it wasn't authentic enough for me.
Oh, my
okay?
God.
No, seriously.
What?
Because I didn't get that it was the mixture of the cultures. I didn't understand.
Did you feel
that.
Like it was just too poppy?
No, I just felt it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't authentic enough. It was sort of watered down because I'm out on the West Coast and I didn't get that it's the combination of the Puerto Rican expression and the African American expression. That didn't come to me till later. And as I was talking to Termix earlier, I can't get enough of it now. I mean, I'm always on the hunt for example, this Puerto Rican artist, New Yorican artist, Willie Bobo. I'm always on the hunt for his vinyl.
Check out this street, Felix.
We're at 110th Street and 3rd Avenue. This is Tito Puente Way. All of my musical heroes are represented in this neighborhood.
You know, it's just really interesting to me. Like, all of a sudden, there's this collaboration, you know, between R&B and Latin sounds. But tell me about how that started percolating.
Yeah, give us an idea of what the music sounded like just before it became Boogaloo.
I think the music that just became before Boogaloo is the natural evolution of the music in those years in the radio stations, especially in the early 60s when came the Beatles and when came the big explosion of Motown. And so all the people that usually was tired to hear all the mambo and orchestras from the 50s, the big explosions of Latin music, when came the Beatles and Motown, all the dance clubs start to change the orchestras and start to change the music. Many Latin musicians, for don't lose the job, start to mix Latin music with all the new rhythms. So you have the key for the Latin Boogaloo music. But before they discovered or created the Latin Boogaloo, it mixed the rhythms with other dance that are very popular in the time, like the twist and like the batusi.
So can you give us an example for us to listen to right now of a song that you think is kind of like the link in between, like right before Boogaloo starts officially and Boogaloo?
It's have many songs from the between 1960 and 1964 that can be considered the first Latin boogaloo. One of them is very famous song, this Watermelon Man by Herb Hancock and interpreted by Mongo Santa Maria a La Lupe before she came famous. But these songs everybody knows and everybody listen it. I bring another very rare song I discovered recently. It's one band, it's called Chaka Chas. And the song is Via Cuba. It's a very curious song. I cannot define the style of this song because it's one kind of Latin rhythms with Latin piano, but the rhythm is like a one kind of twist and batusi. The lyrics are in English. And it's one very curious story. It's a story of one guy from America that goes to Cuba and have fun with seven girls. And seven girls. And he came back to US and he go back to Cuba and spend more money. And finally, he cannot go back to US because the police stopped it because he has smoked marijuana. And he went to the jail with the seven girls. This is the story of that song. And it's one song from 1961 recorded in the RCA record label by the Los Chaka Chas, Via Cuba.
Song again?
Via Cuba.
Via Cuba. And I want to ask you a little bit about the themes. That's kind of, you know, you were just talking about kind of a little bit of a risque, salacious song about a guy who goes to Cuba and has fun with seven girls. What were the themes of Boogaloo like? I mean, and also, I mean, was that something that back in the, what year is this song from?
I think it's from 1961, but my instinct says that that song is recorded before the Cuban Revolution.
Because I know that when the Cuban Revolution, we learned this on our show that we did about La Lupe, when the Cuban Revolution assumes power, they have a lot of issues with La Lupe because her songs were so racy and so sexual, you know?
Right, yes.
So was with Boogaloo, was that an issue? What was that like?
Yeah, Boogaloo, you need to think that Latin Boogaloo is music for fun, music for parties. And many lyrics of many songs of Boogaloo talks, no, are very social, no talk about protests or things like that. It's just having fun. For example, I can put you examples of songs that talk about LSD, the hippies. Have one song of the LeBron brothers, it's called The Villa Chan, that talks the one day walking in the village. So he meet the dealers, and he meet the hippies, and he meet the blanquitos. So it's just one kind of description, no, of what that generation lives in the day by day.
Okay, Termix, when I asked you to put together a song list, you gave us different categories, some pre-Boogaloo, some classics, some rarities, and some of your favorites. Let's continue with one of your favorites, with Bobby Valentin. Tell us about this track and tell us about Bobby Valentin.
The track of Bobby Valentin that we will hear is very special for me. The title is Keep the Faith, and it's the kind of songs that you want to hear when you have a bad day. So it's like a therapy song for me. It's a poor Latin Boogaloo by Bobby Valentin, and it's special for me too because I meet in person Bobby Valentin last February in the awards for Johnny Pacheco.
Johnny Pacheco is the pioneer, the founder of Fania.
Of Fania Records. So they play at the Fania All Stars. Bobby Valentin is the bass of the Fania All Stars. And I have the opportunity to speak with him before the show, 10 minutes, about Latin music, Boogaloo, and all this. So when he was in the stage playing Quítate tú pa ponerme yo with the Fania All Stars, and he's playing the bass, and in the side he have Larry Harlow.
The great
and
pianist.
I'm recording with my iPhone this song, and he looked to me and says to Larry Harlow, "Hey, there is Mr. Boogaloo." And that moment for me, it's amazing. You know, I cannot believe that situation.
So let's hear the song.
Yeah, Keep the Faith. Thank you.
Aguacate for you, baby. All this time that we've been talking about Boogaloo, you know, this really unique mix of Latin music and R&B. I mean, that is this collaboration, this cultural and musical collaboration between African-American musicians and Latino musicians. And that's something that nowadays in the musical scene, it doesn't happen that much, actually. I mean, would you guys who follow this music and love this music say that music was less segregated back then than it is now?
I don't know that it was less segregated. I think it was more of reaction. It could only happen here in New York. And it could only happen here because of the close proximity of the populations. And, you know, you got this big crowded city and everybody's living on top of each other. And the music's, you're going to go from one door to the next and hear different styles of music. So I think it's an organic reflection of how people lived. And it's an organic reflection of just what society was like. Because also in these pre-60s, this is civil rights era, so they're not feeling part of the mainstream, right? So they are bonding together in a way so that they're, you know, they're stronger in numbers, I guess. But there's a sociological aspect to it along with the musical aspect to it. Again, because I didn't dig the music initially, you know, once I started listening to it a little bit more and then understanding the history, it really has a lot more profound effect on me. And also, I think when Termix earlier mentioned the song Watermelon Man that was written by Herbie Hancock that was made popular by Mongo Santa Maria, I've always thought that that song closed the circle on the African diaspora, because Mongo's grandfather was a slave in Cuba. Okay,
wow.
So then you got the Cuban and Afro-Cuban influence along with the African-American influence, and they all came together in this really magical song and this really magical movement called Boogaloo.
I totally agree with that, Felix.
Next up, you brought a really rare track for us to enjoy, right?
Yeah, I select one track from one Argentinian guitarist.
What?
Yes.
Was there Argentine Boogaloo?
Yeah, no. It's a poor Latin Boogaloo, but the story of this guitarist is very curious. He born in Argentina, but he developed his music career with orchestras in Puerto Rico.
What is his name?
Chano Scotti.
Never heard of him.
Nobody. Choose the vinyl collectors know this guy.
That's
because
why it's rare.
Because it's a very rare record, don't have many copies away, and eBay is going very expensive. So this record have a song that is a Boogaloo version of a popular song cubano, Cuando Llegaré. And the curiosity of that song is recorded almost in 1970, and I consider this song close the cycle of the Latin Boogaloo, because it's after all the explosion with Joe Cuba, with Johnny Colon, and all the legends in the between 1966 and 1970. Johnny Scotti recorded that one amazing album that has bossa nova, that has psychedelia, that has Latin Boogaloo. And I select this curious song because it's very dark, very Boogaloo, and it's a cover of a very folk classic Cuban song.
This is Cuando Llegaré.
Yes.
When will I arrive?
Cuando llegaré, cuando llegaré al oído, cuando llegaré, cuando llegaré al oído. Thank you. cuando llegaré al río. Se acerca la madrugada, los gallos están cantando. Se acerca la madrugada, los gallos están cantando. Mi hermano están anunciando que ya empieza la jornada. Mi hermano están anunciando que ya empieza la jornada. ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré al río? ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré al Guajira, Bugalú, hey. Guajira, Guajira, Bugalú, hey. Guajira, Guajira, Bugalú, hey. Guajira.
To a ton of good music. Now, I think some listeners who are fans of all Caribbean and New Yorican music might say, well, we didn't play Joe Cuba and some of the obvious guys, kind of like, you know, like doing a show about Motown and we didn't listen to the Jackson 5.
Well, because in using that Motown example, there are a lot of artists who recorded for Motown who still reflect what Motown was all about.
And who kind of got overshadowed by the Jackson 5.
So while we didn't play Joe Cuba, we didn't play Johnny Colon, we didn't play a lot of the bigger names, I think what we've done today is go way beneath the iceberg, not the tip, to get very deep into the DNA of Boogaloo, but also some of the lesser known artists as well that come from DJ Termix's collection. So let's bring the music full circle by going out on a song by a band, a new band, that's playing strictly Boogaloo. Name of the band and the name of the track.
The name of the band is Boogaloo Assassins. They came from California and the song is Do You Wanna Dance.
And we should mention that they're here in New York all summer playing as part of the 50th anniversary of Find Your Records. Parties and concerts all over the city. I can hardly contain myself.
Oh, I wish
I was here all the time. But this is the track Do You Wanna Dance from Boogaloo Assassins.
You never ask Felix that question because he'll say yes. have for today, but I do want to remind our listeners that there is so much more Boogaloo music to listen to. DJ Termix has brought us so many songs, we couldn't possibly play them on today's show, but you can find them on our website, npr.org/altlatino, including a brand new Boogaloo band that is making it really big in England.
DJ Termix, thank you so much for spending time with us on our tour of Spanish Harlem here in El Barrio, and also for sharing your amazing record collection.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's a great honor, and I have a lot of fun with you.
And tell us where we can find you on the web.
And my webpage is djturmix.com, www.djturmix.com.
We had a really great time walking around Spanish Harlem today. And if you guys want to check out pictures of that, Anna Felix's goofy new haircut.
My summer do.
Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz from the heart of El Barrio, Spanish Harlem. This has been Alt Latino.